From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A suicide bomber killed at least 14 people in Iraq Sunday at a camp for families internally displaced by fighting. 13 people were wounded in the attack on the camp, which is west of Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Iraqi forces retook the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah from Islamic State terrorists, but the jihadist group retained control of western parts of Anbar province. Syrian state television is reporting that a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in central Damascus Sunday, killing at least 8 people and wounding 12 others. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 12 people were killed. The fire at a Syrian refugee camp in London's Baka Valley Sunday killed at least one person. About 100 tents were destroyed. More than 1 million Syrian refugees live in Lebanon, mostly in settlements in Baka near the Syria-Lebanon border. Iraqi troops are pushing deeper into Mosul's old city in their attempt to recapture more positions from the Islamic State terrorist group. The area is a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River, where ISIS militants are now making their last stand in what are expected to be the final days of the battle for Iraq's second largest city. A group of key American senators, led by Senator John McCain, visited Pakistan Sunday, where they met top government and military officials to discuss bilateral ties, counterterrorism cooperation, and efforts to promote peace and security in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.